In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Best and rest of what I do. What I do best isn't very nice.
The Comic Culture Radio Show. Chris Owen, Walter DeRiley.
Excelsior!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. You hear the lamentation of the women.
Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. I'm Slurpy Jones, and I am here with the usual gang. Chris Owen.
Hi, how you doing?
Shecky Feldstein.
Hey, yeah.
And the young buck, Andrew Robach.
All right.
And what do we do here, Chris? We champion the local comic book shop.
Well, Slurpy, you know, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
We're here to
bail me out, please.
Champion the local comic book shop. We are broadcast on 93.3 CFMU.
I forgot. I know where we're podcasting.
Yeah, whereabouts?
GetToPointRadio.com, which we haven't figured out yet, by the way.
And
ComicBookDaily.com.
There you go.
Listen, you know, Chris, you and I have been doing comic culture for, what, 11 years
now? Something like that, yeah.
And we always print off the intro.
Yes, we do.
So after 11 years, about 4,200 readings, today I don't have the intro in front of me. And I got like four words in and I forgot.
Yeah, I even said, should we go print out the intro? No, we'll be fine.
I know,
yeah,
by heart.
You know what? Well, we will be fine. We don't suck by heart.
Okay, we're professionals.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Professional what? All right, listen. We are here to talk about comics.
And as always, we are here to talk about comics.
And we are your local people
that forget
that
stuff.
Forget about things.
Yes. See this, guys? When your producer tells you need to print out the pages, next time maybe you listen.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right. Oh,
note to self.
All right, anyway. Listen. We are here to talk about comics. This is comic culture. You know what? Let's just dive right in. Shecky, what do you got? Do you got a sponsor for us?
Shecky, come on in.
For what?
For new this week.
Yeah,
see,
new this
Shecky,
week.
I don't know if you're new to the show or not, but after Chris and I do our smooth, seamless intro, we like to talk about comics that are hitting the stands at local comic book shops. Because, Chris, if
that's right,
anything
today
you and I do is we promote and support local comic
books. And we like to talk about comics in
and
general.
And we like to talk about comics in general.
And things that happen in the comic
and
industry.
We always look for natural, great segues into the next topic. So there you go.
Okay. So, okay. This week, new this week, brought to you by The Culture of Comics, the new radio show I'll be starting myself, where I can hopefully work with some professionals.
Oh, right. Well, good luck with all that.
You got an application with you?
Good luck finding anybody better than us.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Good luck with that.
Oh, dear. Okay, listen. Let's talk about comics. We are here to talk about that. So, new this week. So, one of the things that did come out this week was Harley Quinn number 0. Now, Harley Quinn number 0, here we have, so they're relaunching the...
Chris, are they restarting it or relaunching?
You know what? They're both.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. Now, for those of you...
Thought I had you.
For those of you who do not...
Donut.
Do not know who Harley Quinn is. Harley Quinn is kind of like the Joker's sidekick. She's a female who dresses up kind of like a Harlequin, right? Like a Joker kind of thing, like, you know, an old court jester kind of thing. She is slowly winning over a lot of people's hearts and things like that. She actually got started, believe it or not, in the Batman the Animated Series cartoon before she actually appeared in regular comics.
Quick side note on that,
yeah.
Chris. I had two beautiful copies of Batman the Animated Series in Montreal, number 12.
Oh, yeah. First appearance.
Yeah. They were gorgeous. They're like 9.6, 9.8, which is like almost perfect, right? And, you know, I was going to throw them in the $2 bins, but some guy at the shop goes, hey, that book's worth a lot of money.
No.
Put $200 on him. I go, you're nuts.
Yeah.
He goes, no, it's worth a ton of money. Put $200 on him. So I put 2 1/4 on him.
Yeah.
And, I went to Montreal.
Yeah.
They didn't even make the opening of the show.
No way.
A dealer came by.
Yeah.
Says, I'll take those. I go, look, it's before the opening of the show.
It's $300.
I can't discount. He goes, no problem.
Really?
So I went over to his place later, yep. to his booth, yep. just to chat. He had them on his wall for $500.
Each?
Each.
No kidding, eh?
So I go, whoa. He goes, yeah, they won't sell, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
But I get back, and I was talking to Mark at the shop there maybe last week.
Yeah.
9.8s on eBay or something are getting like $700 now.
Oh, my goodness.
That book is insane.
Going crazy.
Because of Harley Quinn.
Because of Harley Quinn. So Harley
is super duper popular.
Super hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, a popular character.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think that I find, you know, female Quinn. Comic characters
hot
and yeah. enticing and. Ooh, it's getting a little hot under my collar here all
yeah.
of a sudden.
Yeah, you're not doing yourself any justice
I'm
by
just saying.
Continuing to talk about it.
All right, listen. Harley Quinn number 0 comes out
Get
today.
Get him a towel.
Now, there's two reasons why I like this book. Two reasons. One, it's written by Amanda Connor. Amanda Connor is not only a fantastic artist, she's also a fantastic writer. And I think Harley Quinn has kind of, I don't want to say flown under the radar, but she's been a character that has been miswritten for a long time. People don't necessarily write her the right way.
Right.
And I think she is the type of person that can really key into what the character's all about.
Mm.
And I think I've read a few things on the internet about it, and she really is... becoming the Deadpool of the Marvel Universe, right?
Of
the DC Universe. Oh. Really sort of becoming the sidekicky,
like
wisecracking,
the
jokey.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's one of the reasons why I like this book. It's written by Amanda Connor. The other reason is that it's got 17 different artists doing this comic.
Wow.
And
they each get like half a page, or
each,
what's the deal there?
A page each kind of thing, right? It's
how many pages in a book?
I think there's 18 or 20. So there's a couple main artists, and then there's like, you know, 17.
See, I have to ask these questions that any comic reading person should probably know.
Yeah, because it's very important to know how many pages are in a comic.
Mm-hmm. Hey, some good friends of ours are on here, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these guys. Hold on. Art Balthazar.
Hey, my good buddy Art Balthazar.
Yeah, Darwin Cook.
Yeah, we know him.
Excellent. Wow. All right, so this is Harley Quinn number 0.
Number 0.
And that's out from DC. I can't say the word
DC. DC.
Today at your local comic book shop.
That's right. Okay. Now, next up on our hit parade, we have X-Men number 7. Now, why did I pick this book?
Hey, Chris. Go ahead.
Okay. I picked this book because I really loved the cover, for one. Terry Dodson and Rachel Dodson did the cover, and it has this character I've never seen before. And you ever been to Cinco de Mayo, you know, the festival, the Day of the Dead festival kind of thing? Yeah, you know, I know you have.
Dios de la Muerte.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Oh. Exactly. Yeah, I figured you'd really enjoy it. Anyways, X-Men has taken on this, the most recent issues of the X-Men have taken on an all-female kind of cast, an all-female storyline.
Right.
And, of course, with the all-female storyline has to come all-female villains.
Right.
So
like
this,
Harley Quinn.
Exactly. Except that would be a DC character. We're talking about Marvel here.
Right. Okay. I got that.
So keep up with the program,
I made
will
the
you?
Connection.
Okay. That's good. Good for you. So we've got this new character here. And we find – I don't want to give too much away. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep. Just a little forewarning there. We're going to – spoiler alert here.
This is a spoiler alert.
Lady Deathstrike is coming back from the dead, and she's dressing like a Day of the Dead type character where she's got like the skull kind of face looking and a really cool looking book. And
it's like a zombie.
Kind of zombie-ish, but not a zombie. It's hard. She doesn't have like rotting flesh or anything.
Right.
Like that.
Marty, it's same, but it's different.
Yeah. And,
same, but different.
And there is a cameo of a character I have not seen in comics for a long time. But I'm not going to say who that is. Another female character.
Don't say who it is.
You've already spoiled one thing.
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
Barley Finn.
Popular in the Daredevil comic book a long time ago. That's all I'm going to say
about that. Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He just mouthed me the word, and he's right.
I mouthed you.
Well, what did he do to you?
I didn't mouth you.
Yeah, you mouthed me, all right.
All right, on.
Anyways, that book and many more are available at your local comic book retailer today.
Today.
All right. Next up, we've got Batman and Two-Face.
Two-Face.
Now, I already talked about a DC book, but you know what? I had to talk about this one. I really liked the
story. You actually talked about... Yeah, you've talked about one
DC
book.
Yeah, I talked about one.
Sorry.
I'm going to talk about this one instead of the You know, I usually do like an alternative kind of book. I talked about this one instead.
That's a good choice.
I chose this one because I love Patrick Gleason, who's the penciler, and Peter J. Tomasi is the writer. And I think they've done a really good job on the characters of they've got two faces in this one.
Two faces.
And I like the way the book looks.
Two faces in one.
Exactly.
All I could think of when you were saying that is how great it would be for DC to come up with like a terrible villain named the Penciler. You know, it sounds like a terrible villain name.
The Penciler?
The Penciler?
The Penciler.
That would be awful.
I know, that's what I'm going with.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
All right, so Chris, this is Batman and Two-Face number 25.
That's right.
And it's available at your local comic book shop today.
Oh, good for you. No, I'm very proud of you. You're able to say that without too much of a hassle.
Too much of a slurp.
Okay, well, listen, Slurpee. You almost forced me to talk about this one. You told me about it. You beat me down with it.
Well, I beat you down because I'm so excited with it.
Scooby-Doo Team-Up. And, of course, the first one has Batman and Robin. Now, I don't know if, you know, there's a few younger people in our audience.
Youngins.
And I'm sure there's a few older people that might remember back in the day there was actually a cartoon that featured Scooby-Doo and they teamed up with different people. Batman and Robin were one of them at one point.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Let's not mention, you know, they also teamed up with, I think, like, you know,
Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem Globetrotters. Oh, and, you know.
Hey, Meddler! Okay, Curly Joe.
Oh,
wait a
boy.
Minute. Curly Joe was a Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's right. What?
Okay, I got my Globetrotters and Stooges all mixed up.
Yeah, that's
all right. Pretty well interchangeable.
Wasn't Rosemary Clooney a guest in that too at one point or something like that?
On Three Stooges.
Yeah, Stooges. All right, listen.
To the moon.
What? Anyways, listen.
Mo?
So this first one. It looks great. The art is great. Great story. It's got Batman and Robin. It's got a few other cool characters. I don't want, you know, it's...
Chris, would you say this book is great?
It is. You know what? It's got one main villain. I don't want to give away who it is, but it's a popular DC villain. You know, this book is available at your local comic book. And you know what? It's number one. You know, maybe you might want to go out and buy one to speculate on because you'll retire on it.
No, Chris. You don't buy one to speculate.
All right. You buy two.
You buy one to read.
Yeah,
second to speculate.
You know what? That was always when I was a kid, and we were ever buying two. For whatever reason, the phrase was buy one to read and one to keep.
Yeah, because the one you read, I guess you just threw it away.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, listen, Batman.
Scooby-Doo
Team Up number one. Hey, it's at your local comic book shop today. Check it out.
All right, listen. I forgot. Marty's shaking me down here. I forgot you like to have your own little pick of the week here.
Yes. Just because I know nothing about books doesn't mean I can't pick a book
show.
Out.
You're right. It doesn't show at all.
No, not at all. So, okay, again, I like to take twists from the norm here, okay?
Yeah,
at least in why I pick
twists.
A book. So I'm picking the Indestructible Hulk. We're looking at 15. Indestructible Hulk 15.
Number 15, is that a number?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's part of this Agent of Time thing. So I don't really know what's going on. Okay?
Really?
But I
get
know,
out of town. I could never know.
I'm interested in the big, you know, pop
Picture.
Culture superheroes, right?
Right?
So I like leafing through every time we're here and we
sure.
do this and everything. And I just happen to, you know what? I love the art on the front cover, right?
Is that art or
I'll
is
be,
that a photograph?
I don't know. That's not a photograph. I don't think the Hulk exists. But
and he's wearing
a
watch. It's the watch that he's wearing.
Right, we'll call it Frigno.
Yeah.
Cover artist, Mukesh Singh.
Oh, Lukesh.
But it looks
I love
good.
Lukesh.
Yeah.
Mukesh, but he won't mind.
Mukesh.
All right.
Mukesh.
Anyway, so you look at that great cover.
It's
and
like
then,
he's listening. Hey,
and I just start leafing through. I start leafing through, and all I see are these blah sort of drawings, blocky and just, like no real extreme detail. Everyone's got age, like wearing cracks on their face, like everyone's an old man.
It's because they just visited Rob Ford.
Well, but all right, well, anyway, Toronto mayors aside, everyone looks old and weathered, and every single frame of at least 99% of the pages is the most intensely drawn picture that I've ever seen, where it is the end of the world in every picture. You can't have... It's just
sign of a good artist.
But yet there's no words, there's no dialogue. It's just... I'm so left with blah, there might be... you know.
I mean, let me see this thing.
There might be 50 words in the whole book. So
is it one of those
This is me.
Pictograms?
This is me. And then I started reading these words. And it was all circles of time and then killing people and then time. You know, as a non-comic book reader, I looked at that and I'm just like, I would want some more of a story. I want something with characters who aren't just slurring their words and, no offense, Walter, but it's just, smash, Hulk, do, go back.
You know what?
And I don't understand.
Okay.
Is this a good book in the public's eye
now
or not?
Slow down.
I'm getting my knickers in a twist
blue
here.
Calm blue ocean. All right, just slow down.
Now I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so first of all, this is a good book. Mark Waid writes the book, and the artist is Kim Jacinto. Now, having looked through this, I agree that everybody's shouting. There are a lot of major, it's a major action book, but this is also like part of the end of one of the storylines. So it's the culmination of a lot of things happening.
It's a culmination.
It's a climax.
Right. I didn't want to say climax on the radio.
No.
I think I just did.
Well.
All right, listen. It's not a bad book. The Incredible Hulk's always a great character.
Maybe I need context. I need to read the first four parts of this five thing.
You need context. Are you just having problems seeing?
You know what you need, Marty? You need to read comics for about, I don't know, 10 years. And then
maybe.
How about 2 minutes?
Then come talk to me and Owen.
Yeah. Because,
so what you're saying is I should read other books to get a grasp of what that book actually
read something,
is.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's what I decided to read, and I barely even read it. I think I was just looking at pictures.
You know
and,
what? Start with the back of a shampoo bottle.
And I'm recommending the Bible for you.
The Bible.
All right. Listen, let's move this.
You know what?
Boat along.
If I'm reading the Bible, ye saideth, these books shall be on retailer shops today.
Hear ye.
Hey, oye. All right, listen. Those and many other comic books are available at your local comic book shop today. Let's have a quick musical interlude here. And, you know, seeing as we're talking about The Incredible Hulk, let's go with that.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. Creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Oh, yeah, Chris, that brings back fond memories. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch that show.
Yep.
I remember that line.
Yep.
And once my dad was giving me some guff. I go to my dad. I go, "Hey, Dad, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry."
Yeah. How long did it take for the break to heal?
He beat the crap out of me, Chris. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, but that's back when you were allowed to beat your child.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, not that we would. Not,
you're probably encouraged, I think.
Yeah, and not, not that we would ever endorse any physical harm to any youngster these days.
Right.
All right, listen. Now, here's something that we have not talked about, you and I, Walt, for a long time. No offense, Checky. You know what? You're still the young man in this crew here of youngins.
I'm just glad you called me man.
Well, yeah, that is true. Listen, we have to talk about Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, the Broadway play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, started,
you and I basically built.
We basically sold the whole show,
yeah.
Right? You know, you and I talked about it every week.
Every week.
On our show.
Pushing people to go.
Yeah. I think we gave away tickets, too, didn't we?
Yeah. You know what? All the tickets we got, all the people we sent, never got a dinner for all the hard work we had.
Yeah. Well, listen, 2.5 years after it officially opened, lagging ticket sales are bringing Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark to a close in January 2014. However, if you are worried that you will not make it and not get a chance to see this show, there's good news in your future.
There is.
Because
it'll stay locked up forever?
It will open in Las Vegas in 2015.
Will Celine Dion be in it at all?
It's very possible. Maybe it'll turn into like a Cirque du Spider-Man.
Mm.
Yeah. Something like that, you know. And so, you know what? This is the most expensive Broadway show production ever. It was bringing in about $1.5 million per week in ticket sales. However, those ticket sales are now less than half that amount, and I guess that's just not nearly enough to keep the thing going. Now, this the producer, Jeremiah J. Harris. That's a, you know, if only his name wasn't Jameson. Jeremiah J. Jameson.
J.J.
J.J. J.J. Harris. Didn't name the Las Vegas venue that would be hosting the new version of the show. However, he did say it would play well with the audiences, and I believe that. That's the type of shit
in Vegas?
Plays. Yeah, everything goes in Vegas, right? Yeah. You know,
because when you're out there gambling and whoring, what better thing to take in than
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, what you want to do, you want to go to one of those highfalutin clubs and get your bottle service of vodka for $200 and say, hey, you know what, I think I should go see Spider-Man instead.
Yeah, or spend $300 on a crap show like Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer, if you ask me.
So, fresh start for the old web slinger out in Vegas.
Good for him.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen,
right.
I'm glad. I don't know why. Honestly, I don't know why.
We haven't gone to go see it?
No, they never sent us tickets.
Well, that is true, yes.
I don't know why it didn't work.
You know
what I mean? Like New York City, Broadway.
Well, it's 2.5 years after it opened.
I guess he's right, though.
2.5 years is a long time.
Yeah, but didn't Cats and ones last longer?
I don't know if they're continuously ongoing. I mean,
there are some
shows. A theater show's lifespan, really, like in Toronto anyway, is, you know, 2 to 4 months tops, and that's for a large, like, Mervish scale production.
Yeah. But you know what?
You know, and then it rotates out.
Like the Phantom of the Oven there, whatever that was called?
Phantom of the Oven.
Mm-hmm. Phantom of the Opera.
Consistently deflating the souffles.
I really want to see the Phantom of the Oven.
Yeah.
That is something I'm just dying to see.
Hey, open it. Hey, where'd my pie go? It's the Phantom of the Oven.
Burp.
Honest, honey, must be a phantom in those.
All right. Listen, I wish them luck in their move out to Vegas. I hope it does well. I still want to see it one day. I still would like to see the show.
I will probably end up seeing it in Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah.
Road trip.
Yeah. All right, listen.
We're going to do Comic Culture live.
Live from Vegas.
From Vegas. Outside of the Palace Hotel Ballroom.
Starring Tony Bennett.
Yeah, where Spider-Man turned off the darkest planet.
Nice. All right, listen. Now, okay, did you ever see Breaking Bad, Walt or Shecky or Young Buck over there? Buck's nodding his head.
Not a one, no.
Did you see one? No,
no, I've heard so many good things, but...
Well, yeah. Okay, so AMC was the producer of Breaking Bad and their network that aired Breaking Bad. AMC also does the current hit series The Walking Dead, of course, based on the comic book. Now, of course, AMC is going back to the comic book well, and they have decided that they've actually ordered a pilot for the series of Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon's Preacher comic book, which was DC's Vertigo story branch. Preacher, you know what? Preacher is one of my favorite storylines of all time. Very dark, but it's a cinematic comic. Like you can see exactly how this could play in a TV series.
Yeah.
Of course, now for the people that don't know what Preacher's all about, basically the whole concept is sort of like a run-of-the-mill preacher from Texas, basically decides to have a vengeance against God.
Darn tootin'.
Yeah, and he just decides to go on a rampage, and he wants to find God. Not find God as in, like, you know, I hope to find God and become a nice guy.
He wants to find God, give him a piece of his mind.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Give him a piece of something.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I don't want to talk too much about it, but they've actually ordered this. I think they're trying to fill the Breaking Bad, time slot kind of thing.
Right. Fill the shoes.
Fill the shoes. Exactly. Yeah.
And void. And, you know, it kind of makes sense. You know, you've got Walking Dead, which was a comic, right?
Yep.
And then you've got this, which is, you know, another comic getting in. You've got the Arrow series, you got the Shield series, it's, you know, all the comics are now hitting TV hard.
Boy-o.
And everything. And just, you know, to...
Boy-o.
I had a nice little side note there.
Yep.
Was I think it just came through the line yesterday. Niagara Falls Comic Con will be having comic book men at it at the next year's show.
Yes.
Which
is also an
AMC show, I believe, right?
It is,
right?
Yes.
Because it comes on after Walking Dead. It used to.
It comes
now it's on,
a
different day. I think it's on a Wednesday or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because now Talking Dead comes on right after Walking Dead.
It comes on after Talking Dead.
Oh, it comes on after Talking Dead.
Well, it's okay. Good that someone watches these shows.
I don't like Talking Dead. I don't like comic men. No, I don't like it. No. I don't like it.
It looks very set up, and it's very fake reality showish.
It's it's what's his name, the clerk's Kevin Smith. Yeah. Here's my problem, and I've said this before. My problem with this is, it's Kevin Smith, and I don't think it would probably do as well if it was anybody other than Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, yeah.
I like Kevin Smith. I think he's done a great job for promoting comics and comics in general and comic book movies. However, I have a problem with the show. I have a problem with it seems to somehow have a dark personality. Like, they kind of do put down nerds in general and that kind of thing. I don't really care for it.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, right. So,
it's got like a feeling like Storage Wars, you know? They kind of talk conceited amongst things, and they make fun of one guy at a time. I don't know. And then people come in, and it's like a fake bartering system where people bring their stuff and try and hawk it, but it's already all set up, kind of.
That comment is funny because on the latest episode they did a comic book version of Storage Wars.
What happened?
They actually went to a storage locker to find comics.
Oh, they did a comic book version of Storage Wars.
You know, I don't think I watch the show. I mean, I don't have a problem with the show, but I don't watch a lot of current TV.
I think you watch a lot of it.
I don't watch a lot of current TV, but you see, look at that. I am tapped in.
Tapped in.
I am in the flow.
You are tapped in.
You are rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Rudimentary.
You got something plugged into you, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyone who wants to ask me for my spiritual assistance,
you are plugged.
And my
you're definitely plugged.
My ESP abilities.
Would help you a lot? Huh. Just remove that plug.
get rid of the plug. Everything will be fine.
Pull the plug.
Yeah. Just pull. Speaking of pulling the plug, I think we've said enough about this.
Listen.
Speaking of comic book movies and the like. Netflix and Marvel have announced a new deal. I know this actually happened a few days ago, but we have not had the show since this has happened.
We got to go daily. We got to go daily.
You know, absolutely. There's enough of this once every week nonsense.
Yeah.
Last week, Netflix and Marvel announced a deal that they're going to now. Netflix is going to produce four 13-episode series of four new shows. So they're going to come up with four new shows, and each show is going to have 13 episodes.
Oh, really?
And that's going to include Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage.
Daredevil.
Now, at the very end of all this, there's going to be a Defenders miniseries, which is going to bring all the characters together, and this is going to start in 2015.
All right.
Now, so here's the thing. Jessica Jones, which is Brian Michael Bendis.
I remember Jessica Jones.
So she's going to be in it. And that was sort of a more adult-style comic. You know, mm-hmm. She had a relationships and all that kind of stuff. Now, Iron Fist and Luke Cage, I think that's kind of interesting because, you know, those are...
Heroes for Hire,
mm-hmm. a long-time series, long-time comic. And Daredevil. But now I'm curious how they're going to do Daredevil because, of course, Daredevil did not do very well at all in the theaters.
Well, Daredevil, I think, lends well to TV because Daredevil is like... Yeah, he's in Hell's Kitchen. It's New York. It's an urban setting.
Yeah.
He's a guy with not extravagant superpowers, so you don't have to go nuts on special effects and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's kind of like a crime vigilante.
Like a crime mafia kind of thing where he busts
he's trying
up
to stop
the
bad guys. He does have like this extrasensory powers and stuff. Yeah. So it might translate well.
All right. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. You know,
I think they should get that kid Ben Affleck to play him though.
The problem with that is he's tied up with being the whole Batman guy these days.
He would have been a good pick. Though.
He would have been a great pick for Daredevil.
Yeah.
Really would have been. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. If only.
If only.
Listen, more. You know what? I got a lot of news about comic book movies and TV shows and stuff like that.
Let's. So Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain to me because I don't really know what Netflix is.
Hold on. Let me ask. Go ahead.
So. You know, I'm from the old days where it was ABC, NBC, CBS, and CBC, and CTV, right?
Right.
And then now there are things like AMC, and what's the other one?
HBO.
And so those are like the specialty channels.
Right.
Now, Netflix isn't a channel, is it?
Okay, so it is and it isn't. Netflix started out by, it's a strictly internet thing, right? So... in order to watch anything on Netflix, you have to have the internet.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah. Basically it was designed, so if you have the internet, and let's say you have a PlayStation or an Xbox or something like that, you can watch shows through your PlayStation or Xbox because they are acting as a computer to access the internet.
Right. So you have to pay for Netflix every month, right?
$8 a month in Canada. I don't know what it might be the same in the States. I don't know. But it's $8 a month in Canada, and you can watch unlimited shows. Right? So you can watch. They've got all kinds of movies and all kinds of TV shows on it.
But now, see, I heard from people that have Netflix here is the movies suck. Like, they don't have a lot of movie selection.
I think Canada has, like, access to, like, a third or something of what the States does.
Yeah.
Like, the selection is so much greater in the States, and that's what it really is as a difference, I think.
You're right. There is a big difference in the Canadian version of Netflix.
So will we be getting this stuff?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because, okay, so they have, what's that show? Arrested Development, actually. Uh-huh. They were one of the first ones to come out with, not the first ones, but they were one of the ones to help push Netflix along with having original programming specifically made for Netflix. So Arrested Development was a show that was on like Fox or ABC or one of those shows years ago and then was canceled, and then they brought back another season through Netflix only.
Right.
So now the only problem with Netflix is it sounds great, you can watch all these movies for $8 a month, but you have to be careful because unless you have unlimited downloading capabilities, your internet provider may ding you for the amount of data that you're bringing down, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
If let's say you're paying only $20 a month because you're like, I only use the internet for email and surfing, right? You don't never do anything with
do
it.
Do my banking.
Then all of a sudden you're going to get dinged for maybe hundreds of
money. You don't even
money.
Think about it. You think that this is just TV, but
I got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Video
it's
takes up a lot of space.
So it's more than $8 a month. Is what you're saying.
If
you might have to go get a plan from your provider rather than $29.99
or
for
whatever,
your cable, you might need $49.99 for the extra data.
Exactly. That's right. For extra data. That's right. Mm-hmm. So now Netflix is probably going to do very well with this. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't like Netflix, but I may actually have to go back and get Netflix again in order to watch these shows, right? So I think there's a key to this that people might actually start signing on to Netflix to be able to watch this.
So hold on. From a scheduling standpoint, this is different from TV in a sense that, you know how TV, like let's say AMC will have, let's say Sunday at 7,
right.
It's Walking Dead.
Right.
And then at 8, it's something else.
Right,
and at 9, it's something else. So in a week, AMC can have only 168 hours of programming.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, what you're saying is Netflix can pretty well have new content programming 400 hours available at any time because it's not scheduled.
Technically they could. They don't usually. Technically they could. But they usually put something up like new once a week or once a month. Oh.
That's not really true actually. With all of the series that Netflix has been doing so far, they released the entire season day one. All of Arrested Development season 4 came out at the same time.
Oh, did it really?
They also did Orange is the New Black, which all came out at the same day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Ricky Gervais' show, Derek, all of that came out at the same day.
But they could do it every week.
But they're pushing it by doing it the whole season. Like, that's kind of what the company motto is.
Right,
so
okay.
they might change it up for this, but it's highly unlikely.
Oh, okay. All right, interesting.
Kind of like, Chris, it's kind of like graphic novels.
Yeah.
There's a graphic novel store. You know, the AMCs and your ABCs are your monthly floppies.
Right.
Whereas Netflix is you get the whole whack.
Right. You get the whole thing.
You get
the full load all
caboodle.
At once. Yeah.
All right.
Listen, all right. You know, let's have a quick musical interlude here. We've talked a lot about TVs and movies and stuff like that. So let's just go back to some music here. You know, let's have
Krantz.
Oh, you know, okay, you want some Krantz, don't you? All right. Hold on. I didn't know. I wasn't too sure. Hold on. I'll get to your Krantz in a second here.
Want me to talk while you...
Yeah, would you mind? I'd appreciate that.
So, anyway.
Okay, hold on. Here you go. I got one here for you. Let's...
Yeah, so talk, but stop talking.
let's go with this one here.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chris, that's what I'm talking about right there. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, the lineups would be out to the Bronx had they had
so
trance
true.
Music.
So true.
In that play. Sonny Bono? What's he know about Spider-Man? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it wasn't Sonny Bono, but it was just Bono.
Cher?
No, not even. No Cher.
No Cher?
Nobody shares anything anymore.
Okay, listen, my point is trance music, I swear, out past the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right.
Lineups.
I agree. I agree.
What do I know, though?
All right, listen. We got to keep on talking about industry news. Do we have any sponsors for industry news there, Shecky?
What's that?
Apparently not.
I would say no industry news sponsors. All right, thanks, Shecky.
Apparently, Shecky's email was
thanks
down.
Thanks a lot for.
I'm just a little bit behind. Don't worry. It'll come through the telegrapher.
Teletype.
The telegrapher.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for keeping up with the show.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, let's go. I want to go right to the Thor movie.
Chris, we go right to it.
Right
go
to the Thor movie.
Right to it. Don't
we did
be
not
afraid.
Have a show last week.
No, we didn't.
We unfortunately. listen,
give our listeners a little
I
bit
did,
of a breather.
I did see the Thor movie a couple weekends ago.
No.
Loved it. And that was great.
Oh yeah,
that was great. You know, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. You know, there have been some people that are complaining about the Thor movie.
Bitterman.
But you know what? They're saying, oh, you know what? Because I don't want to. Here's the thing. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, don't give it
some
away.
All I'm going to say is some of the characters in it, the main bad guys, they don't look like a typical Thor type villain, right? Because they're dark elves. You're going to find that out right in the first scene
Loki
of the movie.
Loki is in there.
Yeah, I know. But he's. I don't want to say anything, but there's another villain. And you find out right from the beginning of the movie that they're dark elves, and these dark elves...
And they're from what? Like Lord of the Rings?
I don't want to give away too much. Well, this is it. So there's like laser-type things going on, and people are complaining.
Is it a disco?
Well,
like pyrotechnics?
You know...
Pump the jam.
Okay, but here's the thing. When people think of Thor and Asgardian tales, they don't think of like lasers and cosmic stuff, right?
No.
You think of
Dazzler when you think of that.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But there is some lasers and cosmic type
jungle
stuff
boogie,
in the Thor movie.
Jungle Boogie.
Exactly. But I think they're just Bittermen. I love the movie. I thought it was great. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. I know, Young Buck, you saw it. You said you liked it a lot. Two thumbs up from Young Buck over here.
Two thumbs up.
Shecky, have you had a chance to see it yet?
I have not. Yeah, I've been deprived from the outer
depressed.
World of movies.
Yeah,
depressed, you have
no life. And
depressed
because
I'm deprived.
I'm not even going to bother asking you.
Get down.
I don't even know where that came from.
Jungle
Listen,
Boogie.
Speaking of movies, we have to talk. Okay, now, young Walter.
Yo,
did you know?
I haven't been called that.
I know.
Well, is your
did
kid
you know,
here or what?
Did you know that young Shecky Feldstein over here?
He is the young Shecky.
Decided to go on a casting call to try to be in the next Star Wars movie.
What? Who told you that?
Hey, wait a minute. Shecky,
yes.
You went to the Star Wars...
I may have.
Wow.
He thinks he's going to be a star one day.
Did you get the part?
A star in the wars.
Okay, first of all, did you blow it by showing them your lightsaber?
No, I did not. You know what? It was a very professional event. You would think that there would be people dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
There was not a one that was actually dressed up. You know, you could tell some of them were just fanboys and everything, but everyone took it seriously. No one dressed up as anything.
Okay, so tell me.
Did anybody ever ask you, how fast is this ship?
Old man.
And at any point did you have to answer, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope?
No, I tried not to talk to those people.
No? Okay, all right.
Unfortunately, they were the casting directors.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So, okay. Obviously, he wasn't up for one of the bigger parts, is my point.
I want to hear this from start to finish.
Okay.
First of all, what roles were you going for? How did it all work out?
Spring roles.
So, how
did you get there? Where was it?
There is a website. So, I actually heard this down the grapevine from my good friend Dave, my actor friend Dave, who was tapped into the pulse of Toronto and all things actors related, right? Plus, he's also a big fanboy of, you know, all Star Wars, Star Trek, everything, Indiana Jones. So he found out that they were open casting call meet and greets going on in the northeastern part of the States. So I think what they're doing is they're going to Chicago now this week or whatever. They were at London for the first one, London, England, and Bristol and something a week or so ago. But
I
so,
wonder if our man Danny Champ
Oh,
went.
Good. I say,
hey,
Danny Champ.
Tipple boy.
I think Danny Champ should try to play one of the roles.
Yes.
I say,
it's fast enough for you.
Old man.
Old man.
Play, maybe he can go for Ewok number 4.
Yeah, tip.
A really tall one.
No. Oh.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry,
no, you want another tangent? Sorry. Go.
No. Oh, no, we're done.
Okay.
We never do that on this show.
Stay on target. Yeah. Okay, so I went to the one at Troy, Michigan. So
my friend
Dave there, he said, you know, Chicago's too far away. Let's go to this one. It's in a smaller city outside of Detroit. You know, hopefully it'll be less of a crowd because we're going from Hamilton, right? His Toronto buddies all bust in. You know, we carpooled down. There's 5 of us, right?
It's busting.
A big car of energy. And let me tell you.
No! Sleep till Troy. Oh, sorry, Detroit.
Troy.
So I would be on the outside edge of the acting circle right now, you know, having produced something.
You're
not
on the
really. I'm not in. I'm not in. I don't. I'm not.
I'm surprised they even let you.
I know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But to be in a car with 4 fanboy and 1 girl too, actually, you know, it wasn't. It's not just gender related.
Wow. All right.
It was. It was noisy. I couldn't get a wink. Couldn't catch a wink.
Farts. You know? Did they have one of those, you know, where they won't let one go and nobody...
You know what? They were talking so much, you wouldn't be able to hear it.
All right.
So,
yeah,
and shouting.
All right.
Anyway, so long story short, we finally get there. We don't get any sleep overnight because they're all working late. They're working in industry jobs, you know, serving tables,
no
whatever.
Sleep, Chris.
No! Sleep till Troy!
It's actually true because at midnight, we all meet up finally. At 3:30 in the morning, we leave, so we don't want to sleep and be all groggy.
Oh.
Drive in the few hours. We finally get there, get some McDonald's breakfast, which was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Got the McGurk. Waiting
they have
in
good
line
coffee,
there.
Though,
yeah.
Apparently. Good coffee.
Yeah, yeah. But so we get in line finally for
McDonald's
about...
in the States much worse than the McDonald's in Canada?
Well, I have no comment.
All right, okay. All right. Just curious, okay.
Mostly because I think it's equal all
around.
Oh,
okay, fair enough, all right.
So about 8:30, we're finally in line, and Detroit has a tornado warning, apparently, and so
oh,
there's
yeah,
high
right,
winds
right,
and
right.
rain all day.
Yeah.
There we are, some saps from Canada who didn't know what the weather was going to be like.
So
we're in the rain for hours.
That's
standing
nothing
in the rain?
To do,
yeah.
guys.
Standing in the rain.
Standing in the rain.
Oh, that sounds nothing terrible.
You guys can handle snow.
Mm-hmm.
Polar bears.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're going for 2 roles. There are 2 roles, okay?
Two spring
roles. And neither of them are underwater seafaring creatures,
all
so
right,
we don't want
right,
to step
right.
in there
all
looking
right.
like... So anyway, so...
Drowned rat number 2.
Yeah.
Going online, they actually give you 2 of the roles. So one was for like a late something teenage girl.
Okay.
You know, all hardened by the streets.
That was yours.
How'd you do that? How'd you do that?
Well, I said I was a little old and had too much facial hair, but anyway. Right. So then the other one was a 19 to 23 or 24-year-old male... kind of athletic, kind of whatever. But so originally, when we planned to go a few days ago, it was a 19 to 20 something, not traditionally good looking, like a nerdy.
Oh, you're in.
He's pretty much a fan.
Yeah,
is what
you're
he
in.
He's a fan
yeah.
of the show.
Yeah.
And then a late 20s Fennel. Male,
yeah.
who's athletic and handsome and everything. So obviously, suave yeah. Sheck goes
yeah.
on down
suave
there
Sheck,
trying
huh?
to do that, right?
Yeah.
But no, Feldstein did not come through with that.
No.
They removed that role.
You're in the,
but
in the wrong
whatever.
Line, apparently.
But you know what?
Yeah.
We're already there, and I'm not taking it too seriously. It's fun, right?
Yeah. yeah.
There were over 2,000 people that went 2, to this
2,000?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Idiot. I mean, people.
And this was with tornado warnings and rain and terrible yeah. weather everywhere, and 2,000 people still made it, and it's outside of any major city. So, it's
Chris,
like,
neither rain,
you know?
Nor snow, nor sleet, mm-hmm.
nor
hand.
Mm-hmm. Nor hand. Hail.
Hail, anyway, sorry.
Hail.
Well, stop me
you know,
from trying out for this stupid part.
I'm pretty sure there's a few hands that probably kept people away from that.
Yeah.
And I mean like the bodyguards. You were like, you know, like, hey,
yeah.
don't come into this area.
Yeah.
This is like, you know,
yeah.
security, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
So,
Shecky, keep going.
Okay.
How long,
right.
how much more do we have of this?
Okay, so, got there at 8:30. We waited about 3 hours in line, you know, between running in for bathroom breaks. They were nice enough to let us run into a hotel. Okay, anyway. And then we got all dappered up and everything, you know, just whatever. And so they herded us into this big... We were part of the first 600-person group. So we were in there for the first
round. Did you get a bobblehead?
No. No, it's not... You don't get, like, limited
first
edition...
600,
you
don't know?
No. But so we got in for the opening announcement where they said, hey, you're here. So we'll call up row by row. Please bear with us.
All right.
Oh boy.
So an hour after sitting in that auditorium sort of conference room, finally get up.
Yep.
It's like, oh, it's my big shot. Got my resume here that I... altered for the first time in 3 years the day before.
Yeah.
Got my headshot, which was blurry because Staples takes terrible photos and digital renderings. Don't go to Staples for that.
Okay, fair enough.
So did you go up and go, oh, is this Battle of the Blades?
I'm here for the Star Trek audition.
No. Well, what happened was this. So we got up, finally, and there were, all the females were in one row, and all the males in the other ones, like two casting directors.
Where'd
right?
you go?
With the main one in between. I had to think. I didn't know where to go.
Uh-huh.
But they told me to go the male one,
right,
which
enough.
I think was a mistake.
No,
but
good call.
Anyway.
Good call.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in that row, and right when I get up there, the other girl's saying, okay, we can start taking some of you guys over here, because I guess they were really fast. The girls were fast, speedy, they're efficient, right? Yeah. Guys were all, oh, do I get a part in Star Wars?
Yeah.
You know?
I want to be an Ewok.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, you're 6'7".
Yeah.
400 pounds.
I could kneel.
Yeah.
So whatever happened, right?
Yeah.
And then the one casting woman right in front of me, just the first thing she says, like, oh, man, I'm holding all the guys up, you know, whatever. I said, yeah, you just don't want them to leave you. I know. You're casting for a boyfriend, right? And she starts laughing. She's cracking out. Right?
Yeah. Oh, look at the Shexter.
The old Shexter.
The old boyfriend play.
I was just being a sarcastic bitterman saying, you're holding us up, lady. Stop trying to find yourself a boyfriend. But she thought it was funny. So
you got the role.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I may have found a girlfriend, but I don't know. No. So,
she did better than most of the guys.
So, you know what? It was a quick joke, you know, all ice spray. And then she's like, oh, so, you know, from Canada, you know.
Canada.
And you have a nice, diverse resume, a lot of film, television, and theater. Like,
that's code talk.
Something from everywhere,
Marty,
right?
When the girl says, hey, you have a nice, diverse resume,
what the heck
do you think she means?
I said, yeah, I like all aspects of things, you know. I like to enjoy sampling.
She liked your aspects.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, I'm from Hamilton outside Toronto.
I got one pack.
It's a big commute, but I don't mind it. She says, oh, well, that's okay. There's lots of work in Toronto. You know, good for you.
Yeah.
Keep at all this stuff. Great. Awesome. Smiles, and I'm just waiting for her to say something. Okay, so thanks for coming out.
That was it?
You know what it was? They even said at the very beginning of it, the woman who was doing the casting made it perfectly clear as she... You know, she said it maybe 3 or 4 times. This is just a casting call, meet and greet. It's not an audition. This is 2,000 plus people coming through where we find 10 girls and 10 guys who physically and aesthetically have the attributes. As long as you have any credits on your resume that makes you look like a little bit of a professional, the 10 of you that just have that look we're looking for might get an actual audition with the 2,000 other people that we've picked for auditioning.
It's
really just the first filtration system of, you know, so to me, it's like, oh, you look
too
old.
You
know, you look too old. You're too smart.
Yeah.
You're too amazing at sports, probably. And
too
you've got a keen...
stupid good looking.
Yeah, you've got a keen fashion sense. You're too good.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Off you go,
you
know. Yeah. So, obviously...
too old.
But so it was very...
You know, our old producer, Anthony Falcone, he would have went in dressed like a Metro Sexual.
I know, he would have done very well.
He probably would have got the part.
Probably, yeah.
A Obi-Wan Solo or somebody.
So anyway, you got the sense of just it's 45 seconds tops. Out you go. They're really just looking at you, smiling, just making small talk.
Stop looking
and then
at
gone.
Me!
So... It was a great experience, though. I encourage anyone who thinks about doing something like that to really go outside their element and do something like that because it was a lot of fans in a very positive atmosphere.
Fans.
Oddly enough, I saw on them thar internets today that you can actually apply online now. You can show... You can bring your video out online and send them a video of yourself so you can do the same thing that you did.
So,
except now I'm wondering if they're going to get people in Jedi robes and in Jar Jar Binks masks.
I think that's where you get to be more creative, and that's where the fanboys will actually do something.
Did anybody come dressed up as like a orc or somebody like that?
I already said at the very beginning no one dressed up as anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to that part.
I want to know why people are dressing up as an orc.
Well, they want to be in the Star Wars movie, idiot.
As an orc.
Huh?
As an orc. Have you even seen Star Wars? do you know anything about Star Wars?
No, I swear to God.
Have you ever seen the movie?
The early ones with Spock? I love those.
I love Gandalf. Goodness. All right, listen. We don't have a whole lot of time. We've got a couple more things I want to talk about. Listen,
Chris, what else are we talking about?
We haven't really talked.
Slurpee Jones has to slurp here. Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Slurpee. we don't have a lot of time. You know, oddly enough, we haven't really talked a whole lot about comics.
Hey, Listen, we've been disappointing our listeners for years. why start delivering now?
Why should this show be any different, right?
Why start delivering now? Come on.
You know, very popular comic of years ago, The Sandman, came
out.
Mr. Sandman.
Bring Neil Gaiman me a smile.
Wrote the series, 75 issues.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right? Neil Gaiman is a respected writer. He's done screenplay for movies.
He does a lot of kids' books.
No. So he came out, he decided he wanted to do another story of his Sandman creation for DC.
Yeah.
So Sandman Overture, number one, came out, I believe, a couple weeks ago. Sandman Overture. Anyways.
Sandman Overture,
Sandman Overture. So now, the first one's come out, and already they're saying that the second issue is going to be late. They're saying the second issue will not be coming out until...
Who's the artist here?
That's a great question. That would be J.H. Williams III.
Didn't he star in Mod Squad?
I think so. I think he was in Mod Squad.
That's right.
I think he played Link.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. You Google that, guys. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
All right.
Listen.
Hey, listen, I know my pop culture.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
I know my pop culture. Listen.
All right.
So J.H. Williams III, they're saying that... Here's the thing, though. The book did come in at number 8th on the October sales chart, so it was a popular book. And they're just basically saying, sorry about the delay. It's unprofessional. It's mostly due to this signing tour I've been on since June. I haven't had a chance.
Who, Gaiman?
Link.
Link?
Yeah.
You know what he probably said? He goes, hey, Link, we need that by next week. Solid, right on.
It was supposed to come out in December. Now it's going to be pushed back to February. So,
wow.
You know what? Wah, wah, wah.
Hold on.
You,
it's like the
fans.
Old boom, 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 boom. It's over.
Can't touch this. That's right.
Yeah. Well,
it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay. So that sucks for Sandman fans.
Sucks for you, Sandman fan.
Yeah. Listen, one more thing about...
Here's the thing.
About movies.
Oh, really?
I have no idea who this person is, but apparently Elizabeth Olsen is going to be definitely, certainly, for sure, and real playing Scarlet Witch.
She is...
is that the other Olsen sister?
No, the Kate and Ashlyn Olsen
mom.
Yeah,
they've got a third... There's a third one. It's not part of the twins, because obviously a third isn't a twin.
Maybe a triplet.
Yeah, see, hence why Merlin I said
Olsen.
It's a third
Merlin Olsen's daughter.
But it's...
Oh, Merlin
Buck,
Olsen.
Buck, yeah, forget about these two ninnies. It's younger, right? She's younger, and she's better looking.
Oh, all right.
Yes, so that's all you need to know.
Okay, so Elizabeth Olsen is going to be playing Scarlet Witch in the new Avengers Age of Ultron movie. So the sequel
really?
To the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
So she will be playing the Scarlet Witch, which I think a lot of people really are looking forward to this. It's an Avengers character that's been around since, issue 5 or 6 of the Avengers.
Here's a great question. Chris, here's a
great question.
I should know this. Why am I asking it?
I'll ask it. Yeah. Where was the first appearance of Scarlet Witch in the Avengers?
No. When was the first appearance of Scarlet Witch?
Oh, he's already corrected you, Maestro.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I think it was in X-Men number 4.
Scarlet Witch? For Scarlet Witch, really?
I think so.
Oh, all right.
I could be wrong.
I don't have my guide with me right now.
Neither do I. My handy-dandy notebook.
She started appearing in the Avengers early on. Because I know I have an issue of the Avengers number 27, and she's already in there.
I heard she's really into robots.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
I've heard
androids.
That. Yeah, androids. And yes. She has a certain vision for robots.
Indeed she does.
Yes.
Indeed she does. Wow. So okay. That
before is
He just looked it up in on his old one of those them there smartphones.
That's awesome.
Listen, so you're right. Actually, you once in a while you astound me.
Even myself.
Even yourself. Yeah.
Great. Hey, listen, that's good news. It's good news that they announced that Scarlet Witch is going to be in the movie.
Yes.
Right?
Well, they announced.
So
that.
Hey, hold on.
Whoa. Sorry.
Hey.
Okay.
Ho.
Easy. Let's go.
Let's
hey,
go. Hey,
ho,
ho.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Sorry.
So if she's going to be in the movie,
yep.
And I want to say that again. If she's going to be in the movie.
Go ahead, Slurpee. Say it one more time.
If she's going to be in the movie, they must have the vision.
What?
Dude, I don't want to play with you guys
anymore. I think we need to have
you
an exorcist. I think we need an exorcist in here.
Fear the priest. No, the Vision.
The Vision.
Vision.
Well, okay, so they haven't said anything. They haven't said anything about the Vision yet.
And that's going to be Arlene Olsen there, the guy that played Agent Olsen.
Agent Coulson. Agent Olsen. Brother to
the
Swedish agent. Swedish Chef is now going to be in the Avengers, apparently.
Ooh, meatballs.
If Scarlett Johansson's going to be in the movie, and then the Vision will be in the movie too, right?
Yeah, so Scarlett Johansson, Scarlett Witch, Agent Olsen, and Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
They're all going to be in the movie.
It's
going to
be an orgy. Of entertainment.
Absolutely.
Of entertainment. Yes. Guys, get your minds out of the gutter.
Listen, we don't know anything about the Vision. Uh-huh. I'm not going to ask you to say that again because that was just terrible. However, Quicksilver will be in the movie.
Hey-ho! Quicksilver!
Now, what I want to know is, very quickly, is Quicksilver's and Scarlet Witch's nursemaid going to be in it? Magda, the female cow, who is like the maid kind of person.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is she going to be in it, looking after the two Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch? Will there be a talking bovine in the show?
Yeah,
that's what I want.
That's good. Hey, listen. When was Quicksilver? Right? He's a fast guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So Flash.
You know what that's like.
Yeah. The Flash is the fast guy for DC.
Right.
Who was the first fast guy? Was it Flash?
Yeah, I would think so. The first. Well, you mean the Golden Age?
Yeah.
Golden, yeah.
Comics.
Flash.
Wouldn't it have been Superman?
No.
Well, just for running.
Like speed. Oh. It would really be, which is a play on what? The Greek Hermes?
Yeah.
Remember that commercial with the guy at Hermes
got
the FTD Florist?
Yeah.
The guy goes, "Hey, I used to have a job. I used to be fast." He's so fat. And he goes, "Hey, herpes, it's Hermes."
Well, yeah, because even in the Golden Age, Flash had the same kind of,
the wings, because he had like, was it wings on his sandals or was it wings on his ears?
I think it's on his feet.
Yeah,
because remember, isn't he the guy that had the arrow going to his Achilles tendon, and then that's why they have
herpes.
Hermes. Yeah,
I think it is.
And then
okay, so Quicksilver.
Yeah,
the herpes of today of Marvel.
Yes,
will be in the movie as well. That is awesome
because, of course, herpes is the brother of Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, exactly. And you notice, Chris, Quicksilver doesn't have a girlfriend.
No.
I wonder why.
Well, Merlin Olsen's going to be in it too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Merlin Olsen. Yeah. All right, he'll be the preacher.
Okay. You know what? This show has completely been derailed.
It went. I don't know how. Listen, comic culture is produced by young Shecky Feldstein sitting to my right, and engineered amazingly by young Buck Andrew
Robot.
Andrew Robot. I don't know what. Oh, yeah, we're on comicbookdaily.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to comment on the wowness of this show, go down to the bottom. There's a comments field, type something in, and listen to us at getthepointradio.com. And apparently, something new is brewing at getthepointradio.com. Chris and I.
We're on it.
We'll get to the bottom of it next week. And, and hey, if you don't do anything else this week, go out and support your local comic book shop.
And please have yourself a great day.